I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod. I am joined by a couple people that you guys should be very familiar with. Number one, we have the secret neo nerd of the Nerd Off, Karen. What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good. I'm glad you could join me and be my partner on this. Also, we have my man from the Insanity Check podcast and MovieTrailerReviews.net. It's Chris.
What's going on, people?
What it is, man. All right. Today's movie that we're reviewing is 22 Jump Street. Here at Spoiled Movie Reviews, this is movie reviews for people who saw the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck because we spoil everything. And for this one, Jillian Bell is the secret mastermind. Okay.
Maya is Captain Dickerson's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Should have fucking... What were you thinking? Should have been listening to something else by now. But 22 Jump Street is the sequel to 21 Jump Street, starring Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, Ice Cube, and they make their way through high school. Big changes are in store for Officers Schmidt and Jinko when they go deep undercover at a local college. Let's start with what we didn't like about this movie, because I feel like that'll be short. And then we'll go into what we liked, and we'll go one by one, take until we run out of shit. Let's talk about what we didn't like for this movie. Karen, what did you not like about 22 Jump Street?
I don't really have nothing. I enjoyed the movie a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's not really, I'm pretty sure there are probably technical flaws and things like that, but for me and my just movie experience, I just had a ball. So I probably didn't pay that no attention. I'm not even gonna lie.
All right, and what about you, Chris? What did you not like?
The only thing that I did not like about this movie actually had nothing to do with the movie. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that Jonah Hill had that issue outside of the movie where he called the paparazzi guy a faggot.
Yes.
That's the only problem I have with this movie, because there's actually a joke about that in the movie, and the Jonah Hill stuff kind of makes it kind of ironic, and it kind of takes away from the joke a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the only real problem I had, because I was like, oh, they're going – like Jinko is like getting mad because one of the guys calls him a faggot.
Yeah.
And he really goes, man, you can't use that word. It's very hurtful. And I'm just like, oh, man, this would have been so much funnier
if
Jonah Hill hadn't done that shit outside of the movie.
They also have a very ill-timed Tracy Morgan and Maya Angelou references.
Yes.
Which is not their fault, man, but damn, that sucks for them, man.
The Maya Angelou joint was so good, but everybody in the theater that heard it was like, oh, because she just died, and you're just like, oh no.
Yeah, it didn't get a laugh either time in my theater, and I was just like, that's because she died, because it is good.
They were so, that's the thing about it, they were so good jokes, and you're just like, oh, the timing of this shit, yo.
Yeah, man, that joint was good. From anything I didn't like, man, I can't. Yo, I can't think of anything I didn't like, man. That's probably a first for this show. Just because they don't give you a chance to really not like anything.
Right.
They just don't. Like,
they bounce around so
anything
quick.
You could shit on this movie about, they shit on it before you can.
Right.
So you don't get a chance. Like, it felt like they were in my brain sometimes. I'd be like, yep, just like a sequel. Oh, okay. So you guys know. Never mind.
Yo, they Papa Doc'd, yo.
They really did.
They Papa Doc'd. They were like, yo, we're gonna hit you with everything you're gonna hit us with before you even say shit.
Yeah. So let's talk about what we did like, because I feel like we could go around for a while on this one. I'll start with you, Karen. Give me one thing you liked, and then we'll go to Chris, and then me, and then we'll keep going until we run out.
I loved and enjoyed the movie. My favorite part was the ending. After, like, the ending ended, the after credits, how they go through a scenario of all the Jump Streets.
Yeah, on Twitter, I made that joke. I was like, I was just fucking around, like, yeah, I mean, it's cool right now, but it's gonna suck when it's like 27 Jump Street in the year 2020, and we're like, really, you guys coming out with another one of these? Yeah, they did that. And the my favorite part of that gag is the contract dispute Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Yes, because he popped up out of nowhere.
He was like, you don't even look like it. He was like, I got new glasses. He got new. And Ice Cube's just like, he got new glasses.
And then the next one where he's back, when Jonah Hill's back, and he's like, yo, I'm really glad to have you back. He's like, what are you talking about? I never left.
Yeah. He's like, the contract dispute. What contract? God, that gag is so good. Like, man, and at one point, Ice Cube doesn't even, like, he was like, go to, I don't know, flight school. God
flight
damn,
school,
that was so
karate
good.
Karate school, cooking school, like, it was yes. just the, they went to the old folks' home.
Yes, yeah, that, it was so good. One of them was like, just a class, like, it was just like, such and such class, like, oh my God, it was amazing. What a montage. I hope that they didn't really exhaust every sequel possibility, because I would watch this shit again.
Oh.
Because I like this movie so much, I'd watch another one of these two dudes clowning out around.
Yes.
As much as self-aware as this movie, it was so self-aware that even when they were doing the ridiculous sequels, I don't know if you caught the one where they actually brought some of the guys from 22, the original
yes,
21.
Generations.
They call it a Generations? Yo, this is exactly what they fucking do in these goddamn sequels.
It is, man. I was like, it's like they hate sequels as much as we hate sequels, but then they went and made jokes about it to where you couldn't say shit. Chris, man, give me one thing that you like.
Yo, there's so many funny parts in this scene in yeah. this movie. But the funniest one to me was when you find out that Maya is Ice Cube, Captain Dickerson's daughter.
Yes.
And that Smith, Jonah Hill, had slept with her.
Dude, you couldn't first of all, you couldn't see that coming.
No.
It was so well done.
Yes. There's this time where they're just sitting at their, they're sitting at the table together because Jonah Hill's parents are there, and then it's also Queen Latifah,
which came out of nowhere too.
And the entire time, Ice Cube's look on his face is just that look of a stupid black father. He don't even say shit. Like, words are not even exchanged, and you're just dying laughing. So that entire scene is hilarious.
Dude, when he first comes out of the front of the building mm-hmm. to meet Jonah Hill,
right.
It's so funny because they, like, the whole audience has a what the fuck is he doing here moment. But Jonah Hill's character knows right away. So, like, you're looking at his face like, well, why is he so damn scared?
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps cutting you like, well, maybe the captain has something to. Oh shit. Oh shit. And then Channing Tatum goes through the emotions of the audience, like, in the next scene.
Dude.
Yes. Yes, cause it was so funny, cause it hit him the same way, cause he was sitting there thinking, then all of a sudden the bell went ding! And I was like, oh.
Man, that motherfucker ran around. He did like a Def Comedy Jam audience laugh.
Yes, he did.
He was clowning. The fuck? He ran around, he high-fived the intern, he went up and told him, he was like, yo, you high-fived him for having sex with your daughter. Like, dude, like, he was clowning that scene right there. We were in the theater. Like, it was that moment. I was like, yo, nobody can hate on this movie. Like, they don't have to do anything else from this point on. This movie is so funny.
Yeah.
Because that scene, they literally had him confused because you just have Ice Cube and Jonah Hill looking at each other, and Ice Cube got the gun pointed at Jonah Hill, and you just and Shantan's character is looking at him like, what's going on? He's looking back and forth like, what's going on? Because he's so stupid, and it just takes him so long to get it, and then when he gets it,
dude, and he's trying and the.
Picture? Oh, God.
And he was trying, Jonah Hill's character was trying so hard to show how not racist he was.
Yeah, because he came in there with that bulletproof vest on, strapping it up extra hard.
Like, I mean, earlier in the movie.
Okay.
Well, he's like, oh, finally, we get a case with a black suspect. With a black victim. You know, we care so hard. We care much more than we normally do. And Jinko's like, no, we care. I think what you mean to say is we care equally. He's like, no, we care more. We're tired of, tired of these crack-ass crackers.
and the funniest part to me was once he went and got the food and the black boy gave him like 3 string beans, he had to like ask him 2 or 3 times and he just turned the whole place over.
He said, what you looking at, plant? Get in there.
Right. And then there was a scene, there was the whole, well, Queen Latifah was like, yeah, he's straight out of Compton. I was like, could they throw so many jokes like that in there? You're just like, you guys are a bunch of assholes.
Oh man. My first thing, going around, is gonna be, the fact that this movie is under 2 hours.
Yes.
Second movie this year, man, where they hit that under 2 hour mark and it made it better. I watched Blended and that shit is 2 hours and 20 minutes and you feel every fucking minute after 1 hour and 45 minutes. This joint, like right when, I mean, it's like the perfect length, right when I was ready to be like, all right, man, well, they wrapped it up, I guess we can get out of here, is right when it ended with the best gag. And I'm just like, God damn, thank you. So good. Perfect. So yeah, I think it clocks in at an hour. I mean, at 112 minutes, which is like an hour 52 or something like that. Perfect, man. Good job. I wanted to go to spring break. All the shit. It felt like Bad Boys. Where they went to spring break, right. You know, like, wait, y'all gonna give us 20 more minutes? You know what I mean? So, good job, man, on the old school, on the time. Give me something else, Karen, that you liked about this movie.
I like the physical comedy. They actually did a very, very good job, especially with Jonah Hill and that girl. Their physical comedy was the funniest because she's talking shit. She kept calling him, oh, man.
Jillian Bell.
Yeah, she's punching at him and like, are you going to kiss me? Are you trying to have sex with me? Like that whole scenario was the funniest shit to me.
Yeah, you know, and also the physical comedy between him and Channing Tatum where it's like Channing Tatum scaling walls and fucking... jumping down from the building like Spider-Man.
Right.
And this motherfucker's like wheezing going down the stairs and shit. He's like, just do like this, man. He's like, no, don't wait on me. Just go. He's like, I'm gonna go get the car then, okay? Go. Like, that shit was real good. There was something else with the physical comic, that was good. Oh, when they did the fucking, frat test shit.
Yes.
And Jonah Hill was struggling like fuck.
He tapped out.
I thought he was gonna die, yo. That joint was so good.
He tried to jump over the beer can and he just dives
straight through him. He was like, fuck it.
Oh man. Chris, what else you got?
Karen kind of brought her name up, but Jillian Bell as Mercedes in this movie is absolutely fucking hilarious. Not just the physical comedy, but her deadpan, like straight face jokes. As she clowns Jonah Hill every 5 minutes when they see him. Dude, I was crying.
Yeah, she's amazing, dude. Like, she was just throwing one-liners like haymakers in this joint.
Everyone of them stuck. Like,
you gonna choke me with your old liver-spotted hands? Just deadpan delivery.
Right. It's like, and like, you could tell, like, The and this is kind of a piggyback off of this, like the chemistry that all of them have with their comedy, because when she's doing this stuff to her, the way Jonah Hill reacts to it, it's just like, he's kind of like, well, I mean, they're not that spotted. He's like really hurt by the words she's saying, and like everybody's chemistry with their comedy going off of each other. Like, I haven't seen a cast with this greater comedy chemistry in a long, like when everybody is hitting off of these jokes and everybody's in on it, and it's just, like I said, that shit was just so good. Like, there's one point where she was going on about him being so old, he was going to go play stickball in the back of the parking lot. Like, it was just like, we're just like, every joke, she was so funny that I know I missed some jokes because I was still laughing from the previous insult it hurled at him, yo.
Dude, she hit him with that, you got a 30-year-old face in the eighth grade. Man, I know whatever they said that next minute, I was gone. I was laughing too hard, man. And yeah, his perfect reaction of like half insecurity because she's telling the truth, right? And half just like trying to like come back at her was so good, man. And then also how they kept panning over to her where she would be there the whole time
out the blue too,
and you wouldn't, like, they would do this close intimate scenes between him and what was her name?
Maya.
Maya. And then they would just kind of pan out like 5 minutes after this, you know, into the scene after it started. And you would just see her, Jillian Bell, just sitting there on the bed like that terrible roommate that everyone hates, man.
Like, you've been here the, like, that second time they did that when him and, Maya were just had all that, stayed up and talked all that night. You're like, man, that was a really nice scene. And they pan over, you're like, he's like, have you been there the entire time? She's like, where else would I have been? Of course I sat here and listened to you guys. It just went into the insult. You're like, this bitch really sat there for 5 hours. Quiet and listen to them have this conversation.
Dude, oh my God. He's talking about them having sex and said she asked, did she knock her hip out of the place? Oh God, man. So yeah, Jillian Bell and was great. That was one person I had marked off to give compliments to. The sequel jokes. Mm. They were so subversive. And I don't mean the last montage. I mean throughout the entire movie, everything was a fucking parallel, like was like another analogy for the actual sequel they were doing. Mm-hmm. And it was so fucking great when, cause Ice Cube would just be like, hey, we're out of the budget. We just ran through the whole budget. They say y'all gotta cut this shit way back. It's like that chase in the beginning, that like he went through the whole movie. He was like, yeah, that shit costs money. We gotta cut way back. We gotta wrap this up. Dude, he's like, look at this office. It's like some shit they would hold Magneto in. I got on $600 shoes. You can't even see them. Oh God, he was so good, man. When they start that shit,
he's like, yeah, this is a 22 Jump Street. We got a bigger budget. And he started going around the room about what they got. He's like, yo, that's a giant cube that looks like ice. I'm like, you assholes. Then he was like, yeah, I'm gonna put a shark tank over there. I'm like, you guys really gonna blow this budget?
Yeah, dog. They said that when they first arrived and they're like, yeah, it's crazy that they got the Korean church back, but we just moved across the street to 22 Jump Street. And he's like, yeah, maybe next year we'll be over there at 23 Jump Street. Where they had the condos. He's like, that's stupid. Why would we do that? That joint was great. And then there was another sequel joke. It was another sequel joint they dropped where they were like, just do the same thing. That was it.
Well, they just kept, the entire movie was just do the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, we're just doing the same thing, man. Just stick. It's like, they don't want you to do anything different. Just do what we did before. The exact same way. And everything was the same. It was like, infiltrate the drug dealer. Like, every fucking thing. A teacher's the one who really sold it. Even to the point where the captain was on TV, like, and we solved the case the exact same way.
That joke was so funny. And then they kind of did that thing where, like, so when they said they were out of money, we got to save money, that chase scene.
Yes.
They had, and they were going around, and he was like, yo, stop hitting stuff, man. That's too expensive. Yeah. And they get to the robotics factory. He's like, why are you going to the robotics? And they don't show them.
Yes.
Anything, and they show him coming out. It was like, yo, there was a lot of expensive stuff in there. Yeah. Pay for that.
Yes, dude. They like is in the movie. In movie terms, they saved money by going through an empty building.
Right. But right. And then talking about it, yo, it was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
And I think the funniest part was like, right or left, whichever way is cheapest.
Yeah. Yes. That shit was so good. Nick Offerman was so good as the chief, man. Like giving them shit too. Oh my God. Karen, another thing that worked for you?
The surprises were really surprises. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that they didn't show the best part in the trailers. I like the fact that the twists were actually twists. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, y'all missed it before. I didn't know that was Ice Cube's daughter. I didn't know that the old crazy girl was, you know, selling the drugs. So to me, that added more fun to it, and it actually added a surprise element, which a lot of times you don't really get in this stuff, because a lot of times you can figure shit out in advance if you just think hard enough. So I like the fact that you are really truly surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, because as much as we make the joke about it, they did the same thing as last time and stuff like, it's such a smart comedy, though. Like, it's not like they just did it just to do it. They actually thought this shit out and planned it so that it would work. Like, I hate to say it, they took a dumb comedy and made it smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They did. Like, even the first one was kind of smart because it was a lot of jokes about how fucked up that was. You know what I mean? Like the first one is like 21 Jump Street's kind of a stupid concept, and the whole movie is the TV show was a dumb concept.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cause I mean, if you think about it, people will not even associate the fact 21 Jump Street was not a comedy now.
Right.
And it really wasn't a
comedy. Yeah, the first movie is satire of a serious fucking show.
Which is why a lot of people didn't give 21 Jump Street a chance. Because they're like, well, mm-hmm. nothing to do with the TV show. That's the point.
Yeah, they know, too. You know what I mean? Like, like they know that that's a stupid-ass concept, too. So, yeah, that joint, those were great. As weird as it sounds, yo, the gay jokes.
Yeah, no.
All the jokes about being a partner. All the jokes about, right. like, how weird, how close bromance is to just being fucking gay. Without them coming out and saying it, mm-hmm. the joke in the library that culminates in the whole like, "Hey man, you come faggot." That's a hurtful term, and, right. and he's like, "Look, he just took one sociology class. Like, don't worry about it." Like that whole like all that stuff was cool. Even at the end where they do like makeup and yo, it's like Chris said, it's very unfortunate what happened with Jonah Hill because he plays the quote unquote. Female woman, mm-hmm. You know, the bottom, however stereotypical you want to use that language. He plays that like the submissive role to Channing Tatum's more dominant, like male masculine role.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit they do with that, like when he's doing the walk of shame.
Yes.
He was doing it so good. And when they start arguing and he's acting like the woman mm-hmm. in the argument. He was so good at it, and like Chris said, it's so unfortunate that he said that shit. And hopefully, you know, it'll, like, at some point it won't be as ironic, and, you know, in like a year or two, or whenever the Blu-ray comes out, I'll just be like, oh, yeah, that happened a long time ago, but he's done other shit since then. Because, dude, he nails it.
Mm-hmm.
The Walk of Shame shit was hilarious, because the first time you're like, oh, he's doing the Walk of Shame. The second time he does it, you watch him, he actually looks over to one of the chicks that's going, he's like, He kicked you out again. He knows these other chicks' names, and they're doing the walk of shame together, and the shit is just fucking hilarious.
He said he was gonna go to the room and watch TV.
Right. They're like they actually got like college mm-hmm. so well in this movie because you're like, yeah, this is college. Like, one of the things I enjoyed is, and any other movie that does this gag. It doesn't work. They did it so well. The Lucas brothers, when they did Kenny and Keith Yang.
Yes.
They were like, normally that twin shit in most people can't pull it off. And it's annoying. In this movie, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was dying at these two. Like, they were so like, when they get threatened with the gun and they go, which one do you want to shoot? Him and they were like, well, shoot me, and then they kept going back and forth.
Yeah, they did paper, rock, scissors, and then they kept talking. It's like, oh, this always happens. Yeah, they were good, man. And it, especially like, because the whole thing was like how envious that Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill's characters really were of the actual brotherhood that the other people had around them.
Right.
Like, there's even a point where, just as a quick gag, Channing Tatum has to fight like a bad guys on the beach, and then two of them are twins. He's like, twins again?
Right.
Like, it's just this idea of like, what is brotherhood and whatnot. And this, yeah, that was real cool.
And I think the funniest thing to me was that when they was talking to the twins and the twins kept, mimicking each other, they was like, y'all do it. And they were both shouting out different shit at each other.
Yeah. They were even at moments where like, organically they should have said the same thing, when it was like, yo, we need to go to the book place. He's like, the library? Yeah, the library. It's like, yeah, they were trying to say it at the same time. But yeah, that joint, that was great. Well, let's go back around. Karen, anything else?
Yes. I like the montage at the very beginning. The very intro to it, how they actually did a recap of everything that happened before. That shit was hilarious to
me. Yeah, that was cool. What about you, Chris?
I'm trying to think. I think we cover everything.
All right, let's just start adding random shit. The frat boys.
Oh,
yeah.
Zook was good as shit. Like, his relationship with... with Channing Tatum, Jinko.
Yes.
And how fucking stupid they both were. Like, it was like Channing Tatum's comedic ability is fucking underrated. If, between him and Tom Cruise, man, like, at this point, I want a Tom Cruise, Channing Tatum comedy, man.
Yeah, that joint could work out.
Yo, them niggas are so fun. They know what's funny about themselves.
Right.
And, like, for him to play the musclehead guy, but also be making fun of the musclehead dude, mm-hmm. was so fucking good, man. Like, like some of the fucking stupid dialogue they would have where it'd be like, yeah, man, you know, I just dreamed that I would throw touchdowns at you and then everybody would be standing in the stands and they'd all be cheering. He's like, for real? Cause I had that dream too. Like, how the fuck could you have that? You just met this dude.
And I think the thing that was funny to me was that on the low, the announcers that will be announcing the game were making jokes about them.
Yes.
Like the dude that was like talking over them while they was playing. He was like, he has half of the brain. He has half of the brain together. They got a whole brain. I was like, oh, this nigga got jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. The football scenes were well done, by the way.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. Like I said, man, it's like everything in this movie was a joke, but was done so well. Like it's, I don't want to call it a parody.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's one of the better comedies I've seen in a long time, man.
Did you
it's
notice like, when they said we need to cut the budget, they cut the next football scene? They didn't show the second half?
They didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, it was little shit like that. Cause I was like, cause when they said we need to cut the budget, they went and showed like part of a football game. I was like, yo, aren't sports parts of movies extremely expensive to, oh, they're not going to do it. Okay. Well,
I know what it was. Like, it was just, because the movie is so self-aware, and it's also kind of making fun of not just sequels, but just the whole idea of the buddy cop, almost, you know, mm-hmm. the Impossible White Man buddy cop genre of movies.
Yes.
When he threw the grenade at the end, and he was like, something cool. he's like, what did you say? Something cool. He's like, no, man, really, what did you say? Something cool. Like, that was the joke. I'm like, yo, this is.
Yo, Jonah Hill tried to take that bullet for him.
Yes.
That nigga failed, man. Oh shit. Peter Stormare, man.
Oh yeah, at the Ghost?
Yeah. Yes. He good, man. He continues to be the go-to cliche bad guy. Like, he just had this weird vibe about him that was real cool, man.
Yes, and I think for me, Ice Cube, because Ice Cube comedic
timing
was perfect. Like, when he was there, he was hilarious and he literally stole the show.
Oh my God, he was giving them so many bars the entire time, dog. Right. It was so good.
I haven't seen him that good in a movie in a long time.
This shit really makes you feel like you see how much he mailed in, like Ride Along and
mm-hmm.
You know, Are We There Yet? And fucking like
that wasn't as good.
Yeah, other movies where you see him in and you're like, oh yeah, Ice Cube, and you go, oh, that's right, I hate Ice Cube. He can't act. Nah, he can, but it just, he needs good material like anybody else. And he killed the angry black captain role. He killed it, man.
It was so, like, everything is a stereotype. And it just, they took the stereotypes over the top. And he would just, like, he really was like, yeah, like, he was really like Ice Cube the rapper if he was a police officer.
Oh, right.
Really, just like, when he was talking around how much money they got at the beginning of the movie, he was like, yeah, man, you know, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna put the hot tub over there. We got this new shit over here. I'm gonna put sharks over there. I'm like,
yo, he was like, they gave me a huge raise to deal with you two assholes. Even, at the end, in the last shootout where he's like, sees Maya, he's like, girl, what you doing in here? It's a shootout. Don't you know they always kidnap the girl at the end of the shootout? and she was like, oh, we got a twist. I'm gonna kidnap you. He's like, I'm not going nowhere. She shot him in his foot.
Right.
And the nigga was like, she's like, hurry up, get in the car. He's like, I'm going to take my time. You shot me in my foot.
Ah! It was so good.
God, man. I fucking love this movie, man.
I gotta get it on Blu-ray. Like, I am the biggest Channing Tatum hater because when it comes to doing him doing some serious shit, he's just not good. Like, I've seen the trailers for Jupiter Ascending and I look at him in that movie. I'm like, it should be good, but I just don't know about him. But when he does this kind of shit, because he was good in G.I. Joe 2.
Yep.
Yes.
He was great in that because he was doing this kind of character again. He was in on the joke and allowed to just be, like, free with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this was so fucking like people told me that I still haven't seen 21 Jump Street. But okay. I immediately knew after seeing 22 Jump Street, but it was no comparison that this was funnier than the first. Because this movie is one of the funnier fucking movies I've
Yo,
seen.
Yo, the thing is, like, the first joint is real funny. Mm-hmm. And I really I didn't watch it for like 2 years or something, like a year or something. And I watched it earlier this year. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was when our cable went out. I was like, I might as well watch some shit. I had this for a long, and I laughed so hard. I was like, I can't believe I didn't watch this when it was in the theater. And so when they announced the second joint, I was like, you know what, man? I gotta go see this, man. After this, Channing Tatum in a comedy, I'm in.
Yeah.
This is the end. He killed that shit.
Yes, he did.
21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street. Anytime he's just being funny, making fun of himself, even in some of the like movies where he's playing like a less like a serious role, but like in a movie that's not really too serious about itself, I'll go see those. Like White House Down is not a very serious, like it takes about 20 minutes being serious and then an hour and a half of him and Jamie Foxx running around doing buddy cop shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I can watch that, man. I think, you know, like you said, G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra, I can do that. As long as he's not taking himself serious, I'm cool, man. In the montage at the end, one of the movies that was a sequel was the dancing one.
Right.
And Jonah Hill goes, finally something I'm good at. But Channing Tatum came from being a dancer. So they show him in the background, like, hitting his ballet pose all hard.
And his face, when they say that, his face, he's just shaking his head like, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, that shit is, oh, that shit was so good, yo. I think they went to space. It was just so many.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was fucking hilarious.
Man.
And what was great about that is that they actually took the effort to do snapshots of, like, what a poster would look like for every single one. Which made it even funnier.
Sunday school, man. Them niggas got out the car in them freeze uniforms.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God, man. So, and it's funny, too, because, like, the first five, they actually filmed them. Mm-hmm. Like, they filmed parts of it, and then it switches to just pictures. Oh man, I'm a huge fan, dude. I'm sure there's something we're leaving out just because it was so good. All the bit actors were casted great. Jimmy Tatro that played Rooster from typical frat boy douchebag, and like I love how him and the dude who played Zook both have that like, oh no, they're the drug dealer, so they're gonna betray them, and they really should be friends, and then they're like, well, actually. He was like, what's that tattoo of? He's like, it's a red herring. Mm-hmm. the Plainview red herrings is my high school mascot. Like that dude, that joint is so good when it turns out to not be them.
Yeah. And, when Chris is talking about how they captured the whole college experience, they literally captured the whole college experience. And at the end, when dude was just drinking all day and all that stuff, I was like, shit.
Pat Oswalt. I couldn't mention him in our review, but I told people, like, listen, there's gonna be a professor that shows up that's a famous actor. He's not, I realized he wasn't listening to IMDb, so I didn't want to spoil it then. Oh. But nigga, that scene with him is fucking hilarious. Yo, I'm sleeping with these two.
Yeah, he's like, I can say anything. he's like, I got tenure, I'm a professor, I can say anything. I'm sleeping with these two. And when he ends, he's like, you, return my text. Dude, oh my God. Yeah, there's such a, like that whole class montage shit is good. The spoken word porn part.
That was hilarious.
Where they're just fucking with spoken word in general, and then this motherfucker gets up there and does the worst, best spoken word of all time.
And gets claps for it.
Yes. And people were nodding their head. I was like, this is some bullshit. In fact, he picking at y'all niggas.
Yeah, he said some shit at one point where it was like, Maria.
I get a whole bunch of gestures with my hands to show that I'm serious.
then he dropped the mic, man. I love how Channing Tatum was the one who gave him the signal to wrap it up. Oh, and that shitty improv group that Channing Tatum gave the bad suggestions for. Yes. We're really hungry, guys. What's something that we can eat? A tampon. Okay, guys, trying to keep it the real suggestions. They didn't even do anything with them. It was just like, hey, you're the guy with the horrible suggestions. He's like, yep.
You're welcome.
The end of the fucking scene.
Well, that's the funny thing about this, too. Like, my last thing is, some of the stuff they didn't actually wrap up. They just did. Like, for instance, the whole Jonah Hill's character with Smith with Maya relationship thing, they never really wrapped that shit up.
Right. She just calls him an asshole.
Right, he saves her, they save each other, and they wrap it up. But they never really address that shit ever again at the end of the movie. Yep. And it's like, yeah, that's some good shit, yo. I see what you guys did there, yo.
Yeah, that joint was good, man. Oh, my God. All right, let's rate this thing on a More Epic Than Love Jones movie trailer review scale from 0 to 5. And, of course, the ever so rare 6 out of 5. Are we doing that? Anyway, 0 from 5. Let's wrap this up. Karen, what would you give it?
I gave it a 5. It was really good.
All right. Chris, what about you?
I'm giving it 6 out of 5. Chris tears, yo.
There we go. And I'm going to give it a 6 out of 5, too, man. Chris tears. I left this shit crying. Oh, and by the way, if my man Andrew, writer Andrew on Twitter, that's my dog. He does his own podcast on Film Geek Radio and stuff, but he said something that I can already tell this is the thing critics are going to say that don't like this movie. I'm tired of the funniest gag being the last thing in the movie. Why?
Right. That should
like, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. The only time I ever feel bad about that is when it's like, oh, I didn't laugh at anything else until the very end. And I wish, you know, like, I wish the movie had been like that. This wasn't one of those movies. The whole fucking movie, I was dying. And the last gag just makes your abs hurt from laughing.
Right.
Because you've already been laughing.
Yeah, you've died already from laughing, and they dig your grave up, and then you start laughing again.
Yeah, like, so, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, that's not like some, I didn't see it, but I know you saw it, and you were like, there's only one, but A Million Ways to Die in the West, where it was like, there's one joke, good joke in the entire fucking movie.
Yes.
It's not one of those deals. Like, you're laughing at this entire movie. And how else are you supposed to end a movie like this? Do you end a movie on a weak joke, or do you end on the strongest thing you can possibly do? You know, to me, this is on the same par as with The Hangover, the first Hangover movie, where you did the whole Hangover movie, you were laughing at the entire movie, then they end you with the pictures at the end, and you're like, okay, yeah, well, they just ended strong. It's like, same thing here, man.
And
it's
that, like, to me, is the difference between that Hangover movie and then, like, say, the second one.
Right.
Where you're like, I didn't really think this was funny. And then they have a funny gag at the end, and you're like, okay, but it wasn't really a good movie. That gag is good.
That's true.
And this isn't that.
No, it's not. And if you wait to, like, the end of the movie, like me and Roger did.
Yeah, they have another scene.
They have a little smaller scene, which was actually really hilarious.
Fuck, we forgot to mention Rob Riggle.
Because he was funny. Like, his whole character was so funny. And the dude behind the bars was like, kill me, kill me.
Yeah, dude from last movie. Oh, my God. Yeah, that prison scene, all that shit. He's like, I got a vagina. Y'all want to see it? No.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, man, there you go. Our review for 22 Jump Street. I suggest you guys all going out and see it, you know, if you haven't already. I'll try to put this review out tonight so that you guys know. Until next time, check out Chris at Movie Trailer Reviews and the Insanity Check Podcast. And you already know where to find this show. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
Life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.